From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Detroit, about 24 candidates are vying to succeed retiring Mayor Dennis Archer. On Tuesday, there's a nonpartisan primary. Archer gained national acclaim by bringing business and some say self-respect back to Detroit. But many of the candidates argue that while Archer's actions may have made Detroit a fit place to invest, he did not make it a fit place to live. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
From his front porch on Detroit's Linwood Avenue, William Ware watches traffic pass Thurgood Marshall Elementary School. People on Linwood care about the neighborhood, Ware says. 66 square blocks teetering between aging middle-class homes and the edge of the city's underbelly. Seniors here stuck it out through the bad times, when jobs and people left Detroit in droves. But now, Ware waves a shaky finger at what he calls their reward.
See the lamps up there? There's four of them. There's two on this side of the freeway, two on that side. That one over there on that corner right there, the only one's burning. It's been that way for months.
Those conditions provide a fertile breeding ground for criminals and campaign stump speeches. Mayoral candidate Nicholas Hood III, a city councilman, says the lights are off in many neighborhoods because Mayor Archer couldn't be bothered to keep them on while he was busy wooing shiny new stadiums and casinos to Detroit's downtown.
I'm tired of living in a city where there are 40,000 parcels of property in the city's inventory and the city doesn't seem to know what to do with them.
In Detroit's oldest neighborhood, Corktown, the view outside Nemo's Bar is dominated by one of the city's largest abandoned parcels, historic Tiger Stadium, left barren when the baseball club moved to state-of-the-art Comerica Park downtown. But a man who gives his name only as E.W. Jr. says Corktown doesn't need baseball. It needs strip malls.
To have buildings that aren't boarded up, you know, I think we need to have, like, any area. We want to have shops and places for people to shop, where there's groceries or banks and businesses, restaurants, places for the kids, playgrounds that are better developed.
Detroit has struggled to lure that kind of retail away from its wealthy suburbs, where much of the city's auto jobs and population fled after World War II. But Detroit's mayoral candidates also blame Archer. City Council President Gil Hill, who along with state lawmaker Kwame Kilpatrick are considered the front runners, says Archer has gone after corporate development but mismanaged tax money that could have helped fund new mom and pop stores or helped stop people from illegally dumping trash in neighborhoods.
There's an estimate that there's $500 million that could be spent in our neighborhoods that are going out of the city because we have no place in the city to spend these monies.
But the man Hill wants to replace wonders how the city can squeeze any more money out of its very limited tax base.
The candidates who are talking about where they're going to increase spending, I frankly don't think have a clue.
Mayor Dennis Archer says the city is spending a good portion of its limited resources to improve its aging infrastructure, sometimes, he says, in spite of neighborhood resistance. But on Linwood Street, William Ware says if any of the $14 billion Archer brought in was invested here, he hasn't seen it.
You can't put every dime you get in downtown and neglect the neighborhoods, because if you do and the neighborhoods go down, then you don't have nobody to go downtown, you see?
It's a fear Detroit's mayoral candidates are hoping to capitalize on. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.